أهلاً وسهلاً. أنا اسمي أستاذ جي. The purpose of these podcasts is to help students using Al-Kitab with their homework. These podcasts also provide some additional language input. The podcasts are meant to supplement, not to substitute, class time and teaching. أهلاً وسهلاً and welcome to Al-Kitab Chapter 6 podcast. This podcast covers pages 84 to 91. يلا, let's get started. أنا خالد. الدرس السادس. Chapter 6. We get introduced to خالد. Let's look at the vocabulary, المفردات. Notice that, let's see, the fifth one down, I graduated from, is past tense. تخرجت من. And past tense is going to be formally introduced soon. قريبا. And just a couple more down from that, notice the word in English, that, demonstrative, corresponding to هذا and هذه. Okay, so if we say something like هذا البيت, we're saying this house.
And هذه المدينة.
This city. But now they're giving you the that. So if you wanted to say that house, ذلك البيت. Or that city, تلك المدينة. So learn those, ذلك and تلك. And moving on to فعل مضارع plus منذ. So the new vocabulary word is منذ. Have been doing something for X amount of whatever. So you could say something like, أنا أدرس اللغة العربية منذ سنة. Or since we're only on chapter 6, it's more likely that you'll say, أنا أدرس اللغة العربية منذ أسبوع. Alright, moving on. Page 86. They give you the days of the week. يوم السبت, يوم الأحد, يوم الاثنين, يوم الثلاثاء, يوم الأربعاء, يوم الخميس, يوم الجمعة. Okay, moving on to تمرين واحد, drill 1, using the new vocabulary. The only thing I really want to point out here is رقم سبعة, number 7. Let's read that one. لا أحب فصل الصيف, blank. الجو فيه حار جدا ودرجة الرطوبة عالية. Okay, so some of my students sometimes have difficulty with this. They're thinking, should I put بسبب or should I put
لأن?
Or what should I put? Let's think about it. لا أحب فصل الصيف بسبب الجو فيه. Because of the weather in it is hot. That doesn't really make sense. How about لا أحب فصل الصيف لأن الجو فيه حار. That one works better. So as an example, if you wanted to say something like أنا أحب دراسة اللغة العربية بسبب الأستاذ. Because of the professor, I like to study Arabic. That works. But here it wouldn't work. أنا أحب دراسة اللغة العربية
لأن الأستاذ.
Blank. No, we need more information if we're going to use لأن. So,
أنا أحب دراسة اللغة العربية لأن الأستاذ جيد. Or لأن الأستاذ يدرس جيدا.
He teaches well.
So بسبب and لأن work differently. With لأن, we need a sentence, more information.
بسبب, we like to have just a noun. بسبب الجو. بسبب الأستاذ.
But with لأن, we've got to add something.
Like in number 7, if we said, أحب فصل الصيف لأن الجو فيه جيد, or whatever.
See, لأن there has more information, just like in this one.
لأن الجو فيه حار. If the period were after the word جو, then we could use بسبب. لا أحب فصل الصيف بسبب الجو. The end. بسبب's okay there. But the real sentence here in تمرين واحد does not end with الجو. So we can't use بسبب. يلا, تمرين اثنان. Drill 2. رقم واحد. Number 1. I'll just give you a hint that in order to answer number 1 for drill 2, look back to number 9 from drill 1. And you've got a very similar construction. Okay, number 2. We're trying to find out who graduated, right? 1 year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago. And since we don't really know how to conjugate the verb in the past tense, to graduate, all we know how from this vocab list is أنا. I graduated. Remember that you can do a little trick with this drill. أنا تخرجت منذ سنة. Or أنا تخرجت من المدرسة منذ سنة. Okay, وأنت, There's an easy way just to turn that into a question, right? Anna did something. وأنت or وأنت. All right, looking at number 5. Does not have classes 5 days a week. Looking at that, you might think, how am I supposed to do this? Think of something like, instead of does not have 5 classes, you might change it to something like, who does not go to classes? Remember, conjugating the present verb and negating it's very easy. You just add la, right? أنا لا أذهب إلا. I don't go. So how could you ask, you don't go? أنت لا what? You got it. Okay, رقم ستة, number 6. For whom this is his or her only class today. I'm going to give you a sentence similar to it. Is this your only meeting? هل هذا اجتماعك الوحيد? So now, think about that and you can do رقم ستة. Moving on to القواعد, the grammar, المصدر. This is one of the very important parts of Arabic grammar. Please read the grammatical notes on this page that help explain what exactly the masdar is. In English grammar, it's kind of like a gerund, an ing used as a noun. In Arabic, it can be used as an infinitive, because in Arabic there isn't an infinitive like to go, to eat. So you can use this for that. You can also use masdars to express abstract ideas or concepts. And remember that masdars are almost always definite by themselves, or as a first term of an idafa, they're still definite, but they won't have the alif lam. Because remember, the first term of an idafa never takes the alif lam. So masdars can be used as a part of that construction. Let's move on to the general meanings of masdar and get the idea. This chapter gives you a bunch of masdars. First, they give you the verb, then they give you the masdar in this chart on page 89. Let's look at the first one there at the top right-hand side of the chart. الفاعل, the verb. يذهب إلى. We know that one, right? He goes to. And the masdar for يذهب is الذهاب. And these need to be memorized, because with these, you can't really tell what they're going to be. Later on, we'll learn some patterns, but for now, you need to memorize them when you memorize the verb. Let's look at the examples they gave us on page 90. Number 1. أدرس قبل الذهاب إلى الصف. Okay, so where's the masdar? الذهاب. How could we translate this one into English? I study before the going to the class, right? But in real English, I study before going to class. And the الذهاب has the alif lam there, because masdars almost always have the alif lam. An example where it doesn't have the alif lam is number 3. أحب دراسة اللغات. The reason it doesn't have the alif lam is because it's part of an idafa construction, so it's still definite. Masdars are almost always definite. Let's look at تمرين ستة. رقم سبع. Number 7. والد ماها يحب العمل في الأمم المتحدة. Okay, the masdar, العمل, يحب العمل. And there's the alif lam there. يحب العمل. We could make this sentence into something else, like والد ماها يحب السكن في الأمم المتحدة. He likes to live in the UN, except that doesn't really make sense. How about والد ماها يحب السكن في مدينة نيويورك. Or how about والد ماها يحب شرب القهوة. So this is an idafa, right? شرب القهوة. يلا, تمرين سبعة. They put you right to work here, determining whether it's a مصدر or فعل مضارية. So do we want a مصدر or a present tense verb? رقم واحد. I like to travel. Well, the to travel part, the infinitive in English, gives it away, because there's no infinitive in Arabic. So we know we're going to have to use a مصدر, right? How about رقم ستة, number 6. When are you graduating? Do we need a مصدر there? I don't think so. For an example, you could say something like, when are you going? Right? There's no need for a masdar there. Even though there's the ing on the end of that verb, it's not really used as a gerund, right? It's not a noun by itself, and it's not expressing an abstract idea. When are you graduating? Or when are you going? متى تذهب إلى. We just want the present tense verb, right? متى تذهب إلى السينما. or something. And number 3 in this drill has both. Yalla, tamrin 8. Drill 8. Use the masdar to express what you do not or do like to do. And then ask your zumala, your colleagues, right? So if you asked me, I might say something like,
أنا أحب
مشاهدة أفلام. Or أنا أحب دراسة اللغة العربية. If you said, what don't you like? I might say something like, لا أحب كتابة الواجب. Just kidding. But I'm sure you all like that. يلا. This podcast series is for students who are using the Arabic textbook Al-Kitab fi Ta'alum al-Arabiya, Part 1, Second Edition, by Kristen Brustad, Mahmoud al-Batal, and Abbas Atonsi. From Georgetown University Press. Thank you.